Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 4. I read for you again these words. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. St. Paul writes, "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart." And what is that word? The word of faith. And why is that important? Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's what makes God's word so vital. And we see that very word at work when the word made flesh is tempted. The temptation of Jesus occurs right after his baptism by John and right before he begins his public preaching and teaching. The Holy Spirit, having descended on him at his baptism, now leads him out into the wilderness, a place of loneliness and scarcity. He's out there for 40 days fasting in that harsh and lonely terrain. This reminds us, of course, of ancient Israel, when they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Jesus is, in a sense, Israel reduced to one, the one representative Israelite. But unlike Israel, Jesus didn't grumble or complain or question God, though he was undoubtedly hungry. And this is when the devil strikes. He says to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." There are a couple of things at play here. First of all, is the devil denying that Jesus is the Son of God? Is he trying to get Jesus to doubt that he is the Son of God? Well, possibly. But it's more likely that he means, since you are the Son of God, then turn this rock into bread. The devil knows full well that Jesus is God's Son. So the devil's temptation lies in what he wants Jesus to do with that fact. If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. We can see the subtleness of this temptation. If God loves you, why has he sent you out here to this God-forsaken place? And why is he letting you go hungry like this? What kind of beloving is this? Doesn't God's Son deserve better than this? You see, that's how the devil operates. Kind of from the side, not usually head on. The devil wants you to doubt that God really loves you and cares about you. He wants you to get the wrong ideas about God, like he's some mean old nasty God who's holding out on you and wanting to spoil your fun. That's how he worked on Adam and Eve. And come to think of it, Jesus is replaying their temptation too. Indeed, Adam and Eve were in a garden, a land of plenty. Jesus is in the wilderness, a land of scarcity. The devil comes at Adam and Eve somewhat indirectly, wanting them to doubt God's goodness. And he comes at them through food, something to eat. In essence, saying, take matters into your own hands. Go for it. The devil does the same for you. He continually tempts you to doubt God's goodness, doubt God's word. You deserve better. Be your own God. Make your own decisions about what's right for you. You can have it. If that's what you want, go and get it. The temptation is always to be your own God, independent of that mean old ogre in the sky who wants to spoil your fun. Adam and Eve fell for that temptation, and what a fall it was. The curse fell, and death came into the world. Death came down to us. Jesus came to reverse the curse, to do something about the sin and the death and all the misery that comes in its wake. So the devil wants to stop him before he gets started. The devil tries the same line of approach with Jesus that worked with Adam. God doesn't care about you. You're hungry. You're entitled. You can do something about it. Take matters into your own hands. Go for it. If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. The devil's temptation begins with that little word, if. It's the little word that sets up the big trap to follow. If God cares about you so much, Jesus, then why is he letting you suffer like this? If God forgives sins, then why not go ahead and sin some more, since God will forgive you anyway? You see, there's a little grain of truth in the setup. But then the devil twists it and uses it to lead you off in the wrong direction. Well, to the devil's little word, if, Jesus has a little word of his own. It is written. Jesus doesn't entertain the temptation, but stops it cold in its tracks. It is written. It stands written, and therefore you can take your stand on it. It's a sure thing, a solid footing. God has spoken, and his word is true. Don't listen to the devil's lies and half-truths. Instead, shut him up and shoot him down with the reliable and trustworthy word of our loving God. It is written. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. There's more to serving life than just serving your belly and satisfying your physical cravings. Just satisfying the desires of your flesh, apart from and independent of God's word and will, would be to fall into the devil's trap. Jesus doesn't fall for it. We too often do. And that's why Jesus came. To do what we cannot do and do not do. He is our one true and faithful representative, our stand-in. Jesus does what we don't do, which is to refuse temptation and stop it cold in its tracks. Finally, there's a man who will say no to the devil. Adam didn't. We don't. Jesus does. And here is why it is so absolutely vital and necessary that he does, so as not to get diverted from what he came to do. You see, Jesus came to reverse the curse, and the devil wants to keep him from doing that. Jesus came to save you, and the devil does not want that to happen. Anything to keep Jesus from accomplishing his mission. And so the devil plays on Jesus' status as God's son in order to get Jesus to use his sonship for his own purposes and pleasure. But it doesn't work. It is written, Jesus replies. The devil tries to tempt Jesus with all the kingdoms of the world, which Jesus is entitled to and will end up with anyway. But he offers Jesus a much easier way to get them than the hard road of the cross. But the temptation doesn't work. Jesus answers him, "It is written." The devil tempts Jesus with the offer of quick success and power and popularity, to throw yourself off the temple where everybody can see, and they will acclaim you as Messiah, because God will surely protect you if you are, since you are the Son of God. And there's that if again. But of course, that doesn't work either. Jesus has a little word of his own. It is written. Jesus will not be deterred or diverted from the road he has taken, the way of the cross. For that's the only way that Jesus could accomplish his mission and save sinful mankind, and thereby save you. There were no shortcuts or sidesteps. Straight ahead, full speed ahead. That's the way for Jesus. He went to battle with the devil as your divine champion. And he won. You don't, he does, and yet he gives you a share in his victory. Jesus would let nothing stop him from going to the cross, there to carry your sins on his sinless back. A back that would endure flogging and beating for your sake. Jesus was faithful to his Father's mission. And this is the good news of Jesus' temptation. Nothing would stop your Savior from reaching his goal. And reach it he did. All your sins are paid for by virtue of God's Son dying for them in your place. The curse of death that comes from sin has indeed been reversed, as Jesus' resurrection demonstrates. Your enemy, the devil, has been defeated. Now, when he comes at you with temptations, you can say, "It is written." Take it up with Jesus. He's my champion. He stopped you in the wilderness. He defeated you on the cross. And he'll stop you here right now. Help me, Lord Jesus. You're stronger than I am. I'll take my stand upon your completed work. God's word is sure. Help me to say it with you, dear Lord. It is written. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will. He can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.